minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Fallen Protector's encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. Depending on the difficulty, two tanks and 2-6 healers are needed for this three-boss council-style fight. The basic premise of the fight, one by one, get each boss down to 66% health, deal with their desperate measure ability, then get each of them down to 33% health, and once again, deal with a second desperate measure ability. Once all bosses are around 10% health, you must burn them all down, killing them all at the same time within 10 seconds of each other. So the fight starts off by DPSing Rook down to 66%, and everyone keeping themselves slightly spread out. I beacon the Rook tank while keeping 3 Holy Power Eternal Flames rolling on both tanks. Most of my healing is throwing out Holy Radiance and Daybreak Holy Shocks and popping Eternal Flames or Light of Dawns once my Holy Power is built up. The main component while on Rook is to dispel all the Shadow Word Bane attacks falling onto raid members, which are a ticking debuff that gets thrown onto random targets, which if not dispelled, can jump onto multiple targets. Once he's at 66%, he goes into his desperate measures phase where we deal with some adds. The main thing here is to have everyone group up for Inferno Strike, which is a fire ability cast by the Embodied Sorrow add. Whoever has it will have an orange circle below them. Everyone needs to group up onto that person to soak its damage, then spread out using AoE heals to top everyone off. Once all the adds are killed off, we move on to He. While DPSing him down to 66%, just make sure to move out of the bat on the ground. Use Hands of Sacrifice and Purity on the tanks, and save a Hand of Protection for whomever has the Garrett debuff. Once He goes into his Desperate Measures phase, it's pretty simple to deal with. Just whomever gets the Mark of Anguish, use your extra action button to pass it on to the tank, tanking He. Just make sure to use defensive cooldowns on him since he'll be taking a lot of damage. Once the add is killed, we move on to getting Sun down to 66%. Like I mentioned earlier, make sure to dispel Sun's Shadow Word Bane and use something like Devo Aura to minimize any raid-wide damage from Sun's Calamity. At 66%, Sun goes into their Desperate Measure phase where they cast Dark Meditation, which puts out a tremendous amount of raid damage. Lucky for us, we have a meditative field for us to hide under, reducing some of its damage. Grouped up, I focus on using my AoE heals, everyone rotating through their raid-wide cooldowns. After the adds are killed, the rest of the fight is rinse and repeat for getting each of them down to 33% health, then getting them to around 10% for that race to finish them off each within 10 seconds. So I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMR with a C, or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.